Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I'm your host, PJ, and welcome to another edition of PJ Sports Talk. Today, we are doing it on a Sunday at 3 o'clock, different for us. And this, I decided to go this way. If you can tell, I'm a little bit more, enthusiastic, or I sound a little bit more awake. And it is because I am a normal teenager. I like to sleep in over the weekend, and sometimes I sleep in to around 12, right? And if that happens on a Sunday, and I'm sleeping in and it's 11:30, I can do all the research and all that sort of stuff, and I'm still asleep because I'm tired. So I decided to push the show back until about 3. Now, along with this, I also want to make a few, not really changes, but a few additions to the show. For those of you that know, I'm very into gaming. Along with gaming comes, Xbox and that sort of stuff, as a normal 13-year-old my age would do. But I'm into PC gaming. The difference between PC gaming and Xbox gaming is PC gaming also has a lot to do with tech. Now, I know that there's a lot of people out there that are interested in technology and that sort of stuff, as well as I'm sure a lot of my younger listeners like to hear about games. So I was going to combine the two into one segment with a gaming and technology segment, as well as doing the regular sports talk and the freestyle. We have a few things going on in the world today. Of course, there's the Homeland Security crisis that's going on with, Homeland Security funding stopping March 6th and all that sort of stuff, and the president and Obamacare and all the politics. Of course, there's ISIS. There's a bunch of stuff going on in the news. So that's, that's interesting. As well as in sports, recently I saw a documentary on LeBron James and how he grew up, and I thought it was pretty cool. I'm just going to share a few of what I saw from there. Basically, LeBron, growing up, his father was never there, and he lived with his grandparents for his very early years and was pretty stable until about, 5 or something, and then his grandparents died, and he went to live with his mom, and his mom didn't have very good financial stability, and it made LeBron and his grades suffer. He didn't really have any friends, and that was between, the fourth and fifth grade. He wasn't really doing very well. He was jumping from home to home until finally they found this apartment complex, and they were able to stay there for a while, and all the people in that apartment complex were really keeping an eye out for them. LeBron then went into AAU camp, and he found a bunch of friends. It's basically like travel ball, but for basketball. And they had a lot of fun. And then that was basically middle school. And then the next big decision was going into high school, right? And at the end of the eighth grade, LeBron dunked his first basketball. And that's in eighth grade. And it was crazy. And, my cat is trying to do things. Hold on. One second. So, LeBron basically, he was very tall for his age. Most people, most coaches and things like that, for camps, would usually put those kind of kids in the post because they're tall and they're big and they can, really do some moves and get a lot of points down there. But my cat is trying to get in the pizza box and stuff. His name's Toby, if you want to know. But basically, he they decided to put him at guard. And it's why at small forward now, he's able to do all the dribbling and all the point guard and all the passing and all that sort of stuff that he can because they put him at guard. So at the end of the eighth grade, he dunked his first basketball. And the decision was, did they want to go to the neighborhood high school or did they want to go to, this big community, high school in at the time was Butchel. Or they could go to St. V, the neighborhood high school. And they decided to go to St. V. They were all like, let's go to Butchel and stuff until one of their friends decided, let's go to St. V. We wanna make it special there. So they went there, and the first year they won their freshman year, they won the state championship. And LeBron really led that thing. But it wasn't all about points for LeBron. He usually passed the ball. He was a team player. And so that really helped their team. And usually LeBron would get around 12 points, even though he was this great basketball star. Their sophomore year, they went to the state championship again. And it was really led by LeBron. And then the junior year, the high schoolers are 16. They get a car. They're able to go, where they want. And you know what that means. So they lose focus in their junior year. And they get beat by the underdog in the state championship. And that really, really took a toll on them. Everybody was, crying and sad. But LeBron handled it well. He said, he went into the media room. It was a big thing. It was basically on ESPN. And in that junior year, before the championship, LeBron was featured on SI, Sports Illustrated. He was on the front cover. And it basically said the chosen one. And this was right about the time that Kwame Brown was drafted from high school. And that was a huge thing. So LeBron basically went into the meeting room and said to the guys, you know what? I'm going to practice. I'm going to take a few weeks off and practice as hard as, I've never practiced this hard before. And the next year they came back fiery. And, he really led the team again. And this time they were devoted. They were, focused. And they crushed the other team in the championship. And then that senior year, he went to camp. And it was called the ABCD camp at the time. And it was basically where all the best high school basketball players went to. And the best in the nation went up against LeBron. And LeBron crushed him, creamed him. And, again, this was right around the time where Kwame Brown was drafted out of high school. And so now all the scouts are looking to high schoolers for the new wave of talent. And then he gets drafted to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and LeBron didn't really know what to think, whether it was going to be good that he was at home. All he knew was that he had a support system that he knew he could lean on. So for his first years in Cleveland, he was a star. Cleveland really didn't have a lot of good things going on. Jobs weren't really coming in. LeBron is really the light of, all of Cleveland. And then LeBron made the decision to come to Miami, and Cleveland felt betrayed. And they're burning his jersey, all that sort of stuff. And LeBron really kind of felt bad. But then he won back-to-back championships. And then he lost the last one to San Antonio, and now he's made his return to Cleveland. And really, the Cavaliers, they aren't doing so great, but they are doing pretty good. And you know what? I am a Heat fan, but I am happy for LeBron because of what he brought to Miami. You know, he brought some championships there and all that sort of stuff. So I am happy that he did that. So really, I am happy for him, and I'm happy for Cleveland. Anyway, that is basically what I've been into lately. We're going to take a break here on PJ Sports Talk. I don't know what that was. We're going to take a break here. Stay right here. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever. It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities filled with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stud show.
Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, a place to be every Sunday at 3. And welcome back. So, like I said, I wanted to add some new things to the show. And basically, I wanted to have a tech talk segment along with a game segment. So, this time, I think we're going to go with tech. Now, as I said, I love gaming and PCs and all that sort of stuff. And I want to talk a little bit about my computer. Now, I don't know if you guys are into computers or any of that, but I will tell you some of the stuff that I do enjoy and like. If you're looking to build one or get some add-ons to, you know, your gear. So, I'm not sponsored by any of these companies, so this is totally unbiased. Don't worry about that. So, if you want to get a keyboard or a mouse, I would definitely recommend TT Esports or Razer. They're both very good companies. Razer makes some very good mechanical keyboards, and there's the Black Widow, and it's a mechanical, but it doesn't give as much sound. So the reason why you might be asking, what's the difference between a mechanical and a regular keyboard, which is called a membrane keyboard in the tech world? A regular membrane keyboard doesn't give as much feedback. Now, for somebody that is typing a lot or, let's say you're gaming, right, then you want a mechanical because it gives a lot more feedback. Now, that's what Razer pretty much does. TT Esports, on the other hand, is what I like, what I prefer. They don't make I don't have a mechanical keyboard, but I have a membrane keyboard. But I almost like the membrane keyboard more than the mechanical because, yes, it doesn't give as much feedback, but it's quieter. And every membrane keyboard is going to be quieter than a mechanical. You can't get around it, no matter what, you know, the mechanical keyboard company says. Now, this keyboard is great. It has a fan that you can put on it, and it cools off your hands if your hands get sweaty during gaming. It gives back really good feedback, as well as I have the TT Esports Thermaltake mouse, and that is, it's a really good mouse too. You can adjust your DPI, which is basically how fast your mouse cursor moves on it, and you can also change the color and they have it's a palm keyboard a mouse, a palm mouse. There's two ways of holding a mouse. Most users do the two most common ways of doing it is a palm. If you palm the mouse, or if you claw the mouse, and most people that claw the mouse will get a smaller mouse, right? But I am a palm person. I palm the mouse. So the Thermaltake is it's a big mouse. It's what I use, and I find it's very cool, and it goes very, you can adjust the DPI to how fast you want it to go, and that's really cool. It's unlike most mouses. Then let's get into the actual computer parts. Now, this is a little bit tough to explain because there's probably not a lot of hardcore PC people out there, and explaining this will just sound like I'm speaking another language. So I'm going to try and put it in the simplest terms possible, but I'm sorry if I can't really, if you get lost. If you do, call in and ask me a question or something, 347-826-7388. So, the basic things that you want from a PC. You want a good amount of storage, and that's a hard drive. You can do 2 terabytes or 1 terabyte, or even 3 terabytes if you really want to get into a lot of storage. That's what most people understand, as well as you want good air filtration. Now, you don't really know why. The reason why your computer gets so hot is because there's a processor that is doing all the processes that you're having to do, whether it's Google, whether it's iTunes, whether you're playing a game, the processor has to work to do that. Assuming that, it gets hot. And that way you need to have good fan, or you can have liquid cooling, which is basically cooling down with water. Now, it's not spilling water out into your PC. It's pretty much just, it's right, it has a little, has a tiny, like, steel, not even a wall between it, but that way the CPU can stay cool, and it's a little bit more quiet. So there's that. Those are the main things that most people get. Now, there are different tiers of processors. The two main things that will take up the most money if you're building a PC is a processor and a graphics card. What these two do, a processor is basically running all your processes, right? Now, if you have a lot of processes going on in the background, then you're going to want a good processor. But usually a dual core, which isn't even that good, can basically handle surfing the internet. You don't have to worry about if you have a lot of tabs open or something. When your computer starts to suffer, if you're using Google or something like that, it's when you start rendering, if you start watching a bunch of YouTube videos at once, or you load up a stream, now that will also take a toll on your internet. So there's that. Now, if you want to stream, right, or if you want to record something and post it to YouTube or anything like that, you're going to need a good processor because that takes a lot. What a processor does for gaming is it basically renders and stuff. So if you're playing a big game, you're going to want to have a good processor, as well as the graphics card. The graphics card is basically one of the biggest things. It's what you're going to put the most money into usually. And that is to play things like that have a really good graphics, but it's going to be really hard on your computer. So, like, things like Call of Duty Advanced Warfare and the newer next-gen games are going to have more graphic. It's going to take a toll on that. Now, you might be asking me, PJ, why don't you just buy an Xbox? This is where I get really ranty. PJ, why don't you just buy an Xbox? Xbox would be a lot better than PC. Well, I can contrast that. Mouse and keyboard, I used to be an Xbox gamer, and I still love Xbox. I play it every once in a while, and I like to play NBA with my friends and stuff on there. But PC overall is a lot better, and here's why. There's a lot more indie games made for PC. Now, you might be saying, well, there's a lot more next-gen games that you're able to play for Xbox that you can't play for PC. Well, I'd rather have all the indie games and all that sort of stuff, and it's fun because most of those next-gen games will cost around $60, right? And if you don't like the game, you're pretty much donezo. You lost some money. But if you buy an indie game, which is usually like $3 to $5, and you don't like it, it's fine. You can just buy another one, and you're not losing as much money as you would if you bought a game for Xbox for $60. So that's one. The other one is mouse and keyboard gets a lot more response time. It's a lot faster, which is why if you go on PC and you hook up an Xbox controller to your PC, which you can do, if you save people that are playing with mouse and keyboard, they're usually a lot better. So there's that. And then PC, you can customize it a lot more and get a lot more frames because Xbox maxes out on 60 FPS, whereas me, let's say I'm playing Minecraft, I get around 400. So that's really cool, too. And, again, it's not bad to learn how to use a PC. It gives you a lot of more knowledge of how things work. Like, I know I've learned a lot about the Internet and all that sort of stuff. Before I really got into PCs, I didn't even know how to hook up my Xbox to my TV, which is pretty bad. But, you know, PC is all about tinkering. And, you know, my dad really loves to tinker around tech stuff and all that sort of stuff. And I can see why, because he is into PCs and that sort of stuff and technology. And really, when you're into that sort of stuff, you have to tinker around. You can look it up and look up a YouTube video and all that. But most of the time, PC and those types of things, the problems that you get, you can ask a question. Sometimes they'll answer, but it'll usually be like 2 days after. So it's more about tinkering around and figuring out the problem because it's a lot of times case to case. They're different. So that's basically my PC thing. Now, I think I am in the future going to have another person come on. He's one of my online friends, and he knows a lot about tech, and I think I'm going to have him come on, and we can do a tech segment together or something like that. So we'll see about that. Anyway, that's pretty much my tech segment. Now I'm getting into freestyle and that sort of thing. So recently I've been into a couple things, you know, watching the news here and there. I like to stay up to date on my civics. But speaking of that, we have what's called a Tampa City Council vote that's coming up for Tampa City Council. And basically what Tampa City Council does is they make decisions for the city. It's kind of like a mayor, but it's a council. Now, my problem is that Tampa City Council isn't that big of a thing. It is, most people don't really see it, and you look at the person who was in office before, and you say, you know what, I'm just going to vote for this person because I'm pretty sure that they know what they're talking about, right? Well, that's sometimes not the case. What is it? There's Kent King and Harry Cullen, and I'm of course rooting for Kent King. I did a poster on him and all that sort of stuff. And it's even on his Facebook page right now. If you go to Kent King for Tampa City Council on Facebook, you can see my poster there. I created that myself. So, yeah, that was really cool. But Harry Cullen, there's this big thing, and it was basically Harry Cullen thought to himself, you know, I don't really have to do anything. I'm sure I'm going to win, that sort of stuff, because he might very well win because he was in office before, and nobody really does their research in Tampa City Council. right? So it's pretty much about seeing who has more signs out on the street, and then that's who you vote for. But Kent King did a lot more research at this debate that they went to. He took notes. He's done Ice Cream Socialist, all that sort of stuff. And he really has, he really wants the best for Tampa. And that's why I kind of just wanted to talk about that, because I feel that some people aren't as educated about it. And I hope that they will, you know, make the right decision. Anyway, that's about it for this edition of PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every day at 3 p.m. Or every Sunday at 3 p.m. I hope to see you next week. Remember to always have a fabulous day. And remember to talk the talk and walk the walk. I'll see you next Sunday.